New York is one of the world's great theater cities. No one would argue with that, but it's not every day that some of the world's greatest actors and directors pay a visit to perform some of the world's greatest plays. Jeff London has this report.
Joe Melillo, the Brooklyn Academy of Music's executive producer, says theatergoers are hungry for a diet of Ibsen, Gogol, and Shakespeare. Ticket sales for BAM's classical theater season have been brisk.
They're flying. They have like little wings. The tickets are flying out of the box office.
And even if these plays are over 100 or 400 years old, the artists who are presenting them say they resonate for contemporary audiences. Take John Gabriel Borkman, Henrik Ibsen's 1896 drama, which is currently playing at BAM. The title character, a banker, has been imprisoned for illegally investing his client's money. Think Bernie Madoff. Actress Fiona Shaw plays Borkman's wife.
You see the byproduct of these legal battles that the families fall apart because financial difficulties or financial shame produces a terrible fallout in families.
On an even more universal level, Ibsen's three characters are imprisoned by their own delusions and bitterness, says Alan Rickman, who plays Borkman, and Lindsay Duncan, who plays the woman he abandoned.
They're locked in the past, aren't they? And they've all got different views of the past. And frankly, that's something I recognize from life and families.
They're just very exaggerated versions of people we all know.
We all know them. We've all grown up with these people.
In Ibsen's third act, the three characters, who have not seen each other for years, confront one another.
What is this? What does he want down here with me?
He wants to reach some agreement with you, Gunhild.
He never wanted to before.
Tonight, he does.
The last time we faced each other, it was in court. I was summoned to testify.
Tonight, I want to testify.
Delusional characters are at the heart of BAM's next presentation as well. It's an adaptation of Nikolai Gogol's short story, The Diary of a Madman, starring Academy and Tony Award winner Jeffrey Rush. Rush says even though Gogol wrote it about a mid-level bureaucrat in 1835 Russia, it feels like modern absurdist writing.
Gogol walks this very knife-edge, fine line between a very sharp observation of someone's descent into madness and at the same time playing fairly deliciously with their own sense of delusion.
And Rush says as he was discovering his character,
I kept saying this is a Daffy Duck moment where, you know, his beak has suddenly been smashed around to the back of his face. And we took a lot of inspiration from Chuck Jones because he made that great quote at one point where he said, Bugs Bunny is the person we would probably all like to be. Daffy Duck is the person we probably really are. So it's a comment on that level of self-delusion of what our aspirations might be and how short they might fall.
Why don't you take a good look in the mirror? He's got a head like one of those bottles you see in chemists. What does he know of love? Oh, I know where this comes from. Beware, my lord, of jealousy. Pushkin. Someone. It's the green-eyed something or other. Oh, yes, no doubt you've noticed the 1,001 little preferences and benevolences he has bestowed on me. Not a ruble to my name, is it? Jesus had not a shirt, and you can go to hell.
If Jeffrey Rush's character descends into madness, the same is true of Shakespeare's King Lear, which Derek Jacobi is bringing over from England. Michael Grandage has directed the production and says Jacobi told him,
classical actors certainly go through hoops, and the first of them is the Hamlet hoop, and the last one usually is the Lear hoop. And if you pass, he says, the Hamlet test early on, then people say that you're allowed to play your Lear when you get to the right age.
And at age 72, Jacobi has reached the right age. Grandage says while the play has large political dimensions, Shakespeare has tapped into something more primal.
The center of the play is a great domestic drama, and he clearly was a man who was writing with a huge degree of knowledge about the nature of an aging parent.
Monster ingratitude!
If thou wert my full nuncle, I'd have thee beaten for being old before thy time.
How's that?
Thou shouldst not have been old till thou'dst been wise.
Oh, let me not be mad. Not mad. sweet heaven keep me in temper, I would not be mad.
We have different words for it now. Of course, in Shakespeare's time, it was called madness, and it's called madness throughout the play. But for madness now, we have dementia, we have a whole load of actual labels, and labels where a modern audience, through the sad misfortune of their own families and their own ageing parents or their own ageing relations, have access to people who start to lose their mind in some way.
Where have I been? Where am I? Fair daylight? I am mightily abused. I know not what to say. I will not swear these are my hands. I am a very foolish, fond old man, and to deal plainly, I fear I'm not in my perfect mind. Methinks I should know you, and know this man, yet I am doubtful, for I am mainly ignorant what place this is, and all the skill I have remembers not these garments, nor I know not where I did lodge last night. Do not laugh at me, for as I am a man, I think this lady to be my child.
Not all of BAM's classical theater season deals with madness and delusion. A production of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors is coming as well. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.